KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Just a couple of volleyball matches around the area last night from the Pride of Iowa Conference. Southwest Valley posting a three-game sweep over Martinsdale St. Mary's. In the Bluegrass Conference, Diagonal Downing Orient Mexburg 3-2 in last night's high school volleyball play. Well, checking some cross-country action last night, Woodbine hosting a dual-purpose cross-country meet last night. The Woodbine Invitational saw on the girls' side Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center win the meet. She ran 19 minutes, 25.89 seconds for the title. Courtney Sporer of Logan Magnolia was the runner-up, while Grace Slater of Audubon ran third. The next three runners were all from Logan Magnolia. Kylie Morrison, Taylor Spohr, and Violet Lapke were fourth, fifth, and sixth, while Carly McKeever of St. Albert was seventh, Hannah Tiggison of Audubon placing eighth, Maya Moss of Logan Magnolia was ninth, and Morgan Hansen of IKM Manning running 10th in that meet last night. Girls team champ, well, that's Logan Magnolia with 20 points. Tri-Center with 57, the runners-up. IKM Manning had a 108 total, Exira EHK 109, and CAM a 114 to round out the top five. On the boys' side, it was Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert winning the title, 17 minutes and 11 one-hundredths of a second was his time last night. Also, Brett McGee of Tri-Center was second, Quinton Dreyer of IKM Manning third, Ryan Hughes of St. Albert fourth, John Frank of Tri-Center was fifth, Bryce Patton of Underwood, Ethan Fulman of CAM, Patrick Heffernan of Boyer Valley, Colin Lilly of St. Albert, and Nate Wright of Woodbine round out the top 10. Team standings saw St. Albert win with 52 points, Tri-Center with 55, the runners-up. Woodbine with 91 was third, IKM Manning and Logan Magnolia round out the top five teams in that Woodbine Invitational. Now, that meet at Woodbine last night also served as the Rolling Valley Conference Championships. On the girls' side, Rolling Valley Conference runners only, it was Riley Kerger of Woodbine winning the title, with Bryn Bass of Coon Rapids Bayard second, Kylie Cogdell of Woodbine third, Cadence Stevenson of CAM running fourth, Cameron Paulson of Exira EHK was fifth. Also, Emily Plagman of CAM was sixth, Kylie Peterson of Boyer Valley seventh, Kate Hansen of Exira EHK was eighth, Ella Peterson of Exira EHK was ninth, Katie Gore of West Harrison running 10th. Team champion was Exira EHK as they narrowly defeated CAM 38-39 at the top of the team standings yesterday. Now, on the boys' side in the Rolling Valley Conference meet, it was Ethan Fulman of CAM first cross the finish line, with Boyer Valley's Patrick Heffernan second, Nate Wright of Woodbine, Adam Schurer of Woodbine, Conrad Schaefer of Woodbine, and Peyton Bush of Woodbine finished third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Colby Heitoff of Coon Rapids Bayard was seventh, Aiden Carmody of Woodbine was eighth, Mason King of West Harrison ninth, and Clay Roberts of Boyer Valley was 10th. Team title goes to Woodbine with 25 points, Boyer Valley with 42 was second, CAM plays third with 60 points in that Rolling Valley Conference meet last night. Also in high school cross country last evening, Nottoway Valley hosting its cross country invitational at the Adair County Fairgrounds. On the girls' side, Kate Crawford of ACGC was the individual champ, running 19 minutes, 49.88 seconds. Claire Kelly of Van Meter was the runner-up. Ryan Porch of AHSTW placing third. Mary Kelly of Van Meter was fourth. Ella Waddle of Panorama placing fifth. Lily Dixon of Earlham was sixth. Riley Sloss of ACGC was seventh. Sophia Broers of Nottoway Valley was eighth. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley ninth. And Gwen Steffen of Panorama placing 10th overall in that meet last night. The girls' team points saw AHSTW win with 82 points. Van Meter with 85 was second. Earlham with 89 was third. And Panorama with 90 points placing fourth. ACGC was fifth. Nottoway Valley was sixth overall in that meet last night on the girls' side. On the boys' side last night, it was Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley winning the title, with Loudon Foster of West Central Valley second, Randy Jimenez of Southeast Warren was third, Clay Pell of Madrid placing fourth, Earlham's Jaden Dixon and Zach Dixon placing fifth and sixth, Rory McDermott of Madrid and Chaz Warson of Madrid placing 7th and 8th, with Jake Willem of Earlham 9th and Ben Braheny of Nottoway Valley running 10th. On the boys' side, boys' team standing saw Earlham capture the title with 51 points. Nottoway Valley with 57 was the runner-up. Madrid with 66 was 3rd. ACGC was 4th with 111 points, and Van Meter rounds out the top 5 teams in that meet. Well, the weekly high school football polls came out yesterday. Let's take a look at both of them. In the AP poll yesterday in Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley stays on top with Cedar Falls and Dowling Catholic, number 2 and 3. In Class 3A, Western Dubuque is number 1 again with Cedar Rapids Xavier and Soul in the top 3. Lewis Central in at number 4 in this week's poll. AP Class 2A poll has Waukon, Clear Lake, and Algona the top 3. Green County is 4th. OABCIG is 7th in this week's poll. In the 1A poll, Dyke New Hartford is top rated with Van Meter and West Lyon the top 3. Trainer in at number 7 this week. In Class A, West Hancock tops the poll with St. Ansgar and North Tame at 2 and 3. In the 8-man poll, Don Bosco is number 1. Remsen St. Mary's number 2 and Turkey Valley number 3. Audubon in at number 4 this week with Cam number 6. Coon Rapids Bayard rated 7th. East Mills rated 9th in this week's poll. The Radio Iowa High School football poll. Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley, Dowling Catholic, and Cedar Falls, the top 3. In Class 3A, it's Western Dubuque, Solon, and Cedar Rapids Xavier, the top 3. Lewis Central is number 4, and Glenwood is in at number 10 this week. In 2A, it's Waukon, Clear Lake, and Algona, the top 3, with Greene County 6 and OABCIG number 7. In Class 1A, Dyke New Hartford, Van Meter, and West Branch, the top 3. Trainer is 9, Panorama 10. In Class A, West Hancock, St. Ansgar, and North Tama, the top 3. And in 8-man, it's Don Bosco, Turkey Valley, and Remsen St. Mary's, the top 3, with Audubon at number 4, Cam at number 6, and Coon Rapids Bayard ranked 7th in this week's Radio Iowa poll. Well, kickoff times have been announced for both the Iowa and Iowa State football games on October 19th. Iowa will host Purdue on that date. It's been set for an 11 o'clock kickoff at Kinnick Stadium. That game will be televised by ESPN2. We'll have coverage on the Hawkeye Radio Network beginning with pregame at 9 o'clock that morning. Television coverage for this week's game for the Hawkeyes against Penn State has been confirmed as well. That 6:30 game will be televised on ABC. Iowa State's game at Texas Tech on the 19th also has been set for an 11 a.m. kickoff, and that'll be televised on Fox Sports 1. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell expects center Colin Newell to play in this week's game at West Virginia. Newell suffered a sprained knee in the opener against UNI and Dressed, but did not play in that win over TCU.
We felt like we were probably still maybe a week away, and I would say he's closest to probable than he has been for this week. And you know, I really do expect him to play this week. But again, once we get on the practice field here in the early part of the week, we'll see where he was. But you know, he practiced all week and you know, just not 100% there going into that football game last week.
Well, Campbell says the play of quarterback Brock Purdy has helped the offense develop an identity sooner than past seasons. Purdy passed for 2 touchdowns and rushed for 2 more in their 49-24 win over TCU.
You know, I think a lot of that has gone through, you know, obviously the quarterback, who we know is a really good football player. And so, you know, I think different than last year when it was around maybe David and Akeem, you know, this year totally, you know, through, you know, Brock's skill set, both running, passing, and certainly in our run game.
Under first-year coach Neil Brown, West Virginia is 3-2 after a 42-31 loss at home to Texas. Brown says the dual threat of Cyclone quarterback Brock Purdy is a concern.
You know, offensively, they are playing at an extremely high level. Their stats show that. He's throwing the football down the field. His long speed is good. Plus, he's big enough to run physical. But I'm really impressed with what he's doing.
Brown says the Mountaineers will need to track well when Purdy runs it.
He's got a really strong lower body, and he's fast, and he's broken a lot of tackles this year. So I think that's credit to him, and that's something our guys got to be aware of.
That's a 3 o'clock kickoff Saturday afternoon. In NFL action last night, Matt Breida ran 83 yards for a touchdown on San Francisco's first play from scrimmage. Baker Mayfield was harassed into his worst game as a pro, and the 49ers stayed undefeated for their best start in nearly 30 years, beating the Cleveland Browns 31-3 last night. Jay Gruden was fired as head coach of the Washington Redskins after an 0-5 start to the 6th season of a tenure that featured only 1 playoff appearance. The Redskins have gone 35-49-1 overall under Gruden, whose brother John coaches the Oakland Raiders. Offensive line coach Bill Callahan will replace Gruden on an interim basis. In baseball, Yadier Molina pushed the St. Louis Cardinals to a deciding Game 5 of the National League Division Series, hitting a tying single in the 8th inning and a winning sacrifice fly in the 10th to beat the Atlanta Braves 5-4 on Monday. Molina slung his bat far into the outfield after his winner, and the packed crowd at Busch Stadium roared along with him. Game 5 will be Wednesday back in Atlanta. The Cardinals will have Jack Flaherty on the mound. The Braves will go with Mike Fultonevich. Max Scherzer's season-saving seven-inning pitching performance and Ryan Zimmerman's three-run homer lifted the wild-card Washington Nationals to a 6-1 victory over the league-best Los Angeles Dodgers Monday to force a deciding Game 5 in their National League Division Series. Scowling and muttering to himself in his third appearance of this postseason, Scherzer allowed one run and four hits while striking out nine. Most importantly for Washington, he and the Nats prevented L.A. from closing out the NLDS after taking a 2-1 lead into Game 4. Game 5 will be Wednesday in Los Angeles, with Steven Strasburg set to start for the Nats against Walker Buehler for the Dodgers. Gleyber Torres got New York going with a second-inning home run, scored on each of his two doubles, and made a pair of sparkling defensive plays, fueling the Yankees to a 5-1 win over Minnesota Monday night to finish yet another sweep of the Twins and advance to the AL Championship Series. New York starts the AL Championship Series on Saturday at home against either Tampa Bay or Houston. The Tampa Bay Rays homered four times to back another clutch playoff pitching performance by Charlie Morton and avoid elimination in the American League Division Series with a 10-3 win over the Houston Astros on Monday. Facing the team he helped win the World Series 2 years ago, Morton allowed one run and three hits while striking out nine over five innings to force Game 4 in that best-of-five matchup at Tropicana Field today. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.